The next patient is Rogelio Pidu. The last name is P-I-D-U. The first name, R-O-G-E-L-I-O. This is the clinical case of a 79-year-old Filipino male that has a 20-year history of diabetes mellitus. The patient has a nephrotic syndrome that is most likely associated to diabetes mellitus. The workup that included autoimmune disease, vasculitis, monoclonal gammopathies, all of that has been completely normal. The Doppler ultrasound of the renal artery in the right side was suggesting a renal artery stenosis, but after doing the arteriography, it was completely normal, wide open. In conclusion, we have a patient that has a plain diabetic nephropathy with a nephrotic syndrome or a proteinuria that is between 3 and 3.5 grams in 24 hours. The serum creatinine has gone up to 3.65 from 2.6. The patient is taking the combination of hydrochlorothiazide with the furosemide. We are going to stop the use of the hydrochlorothiazide and give just the furosemide and change the lifestyle in terms of a low, very low sodium diet, a protein intake very low, special fish, if any, and a fluid restriction of the 20 grams in fluid restriction of 40 ounces in 24 hours. We are going to see if changing the diet is going to make an impact in the kidney function, period. Following over arterial hypertension, we expect to bring the blood pressure down by changing the lifestyle. Following over, the patient has coronary artery disease history that is in remission, following number anemia related to CKD. We're gonna reevaluate this case in 5 weeks with laboratory workup.